I came back here at Lakeland Union High School, as we get set to start the second half. Lumberjacks will have the starting five back out there. Bryce Taylor, Bryce Widmark, Jaden Rutkowski, Tanner Dimka, and Dylan Hamlin. And East will have the basketball to begin the second half of play, down two. Rutkowski will bring it ahead after the inbound play. Gets it to Taylor. Taylor to Hamlin, top of the key. They swing it, and now they throw it out of bounds. Dimka came inside. Hamlin thought he was going to stay there. They throw it away. Unforced turnover, eight of the game here for the Lumberjacks. And you come out of halftime, and you hope to have a play drawn up that you think can work, and then you throw it out of bounds and give it right back to the T-Birds. They have it. Holcomb with it. Down in the corner, this is Jerkovic. He's staying with the zone here. Hamlin comes out and denies the high post, then slides back down low. Now the ball kicked out of bounds by Dimka, and Lakeland will keep it. T-Birds inbounded to Dennis Wildcat. Gives it back to Holcomb, now left wing. Jerkovic looks inside, nothing there. Now puts it on the floor, wants to drive, hangs in the air, high off the glass. No, Widmark with the rebound. Gets the ball taken away and sharp it up. Widmark blocks it from behind, and Rutkowski comes the other way. Behind the back dribble, Rutkowski gives it to Taylor. Now Widmark thought about the three, now down low to Hamlin. They swing it around the perimeter. Dimka down low to Widmark. Catches, goes in off the glass. Messed it in and out. No good. The rebound goes to Taylor and he gets fouled. Lakeland had a chance for a rebound there. Didn't get it. Taylor grabbed it and got fouled, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. Widmark with a nice move to get free and just missed the layup. But Bryce Taylor will get a pair of foul shots here. Foul is going to go on Wildcat, and that is his third. That bracket no good for Taylor. Again, the free throw woes continue for the Lumberjacks. Second one on the way, and that's up and in. He got one of two. 29-28, one-point game. Lakeland with the lead and the ball. It'll be Holcomb bringing it ahead. Here comes the double-team trap at half court. They're able to get rid of it, find the man inside. Hamlin stops that, shot put up and in over the top. He didn't want to commit his third foul, so he couldn't get too aggressive. And Brooke Butler got the hoop. 31-28, T-Birds. Rutkowski, now Dimka. Down low to Widmark, kicks it out. Rutkowski open for three right away. Jaden Rutkowski gets his second three of the night. And we're tied at 31. Here comes the trap at half court. Lakeland breaks it again. Holcomb now down left wing. Jerkovic drives in. Picked up his dribble now. They kick it back outside. Jerkovic gets it back in the corner. Slops it back over the top to Holcomb. Holcomb back down in the corner to Jerkovic. Now back out on top all the way. Wildcat will shoot a three. That's short, no good. Save from going out of bounds, though, and Taylor will save it to Rutkowski. Now East wants to push. They get the pass ahead to Widmark. Now he'll slow things down, and they'll reset. There's a three ball by Dimka. That's a little short, no good. And the rebound grabbed by Lakeland. Back the other way they come. Drive in, hang, shoots off the top. Hamlin might have touched that one, and the miss by Jerkovic. He's back the other way. Widmark, top of the key, puts it on the floor, pull-up jumper from the free throw line, and hit it. Bryce Widmark's feeling it offensively tonight. He's got 11, 33-31, Lumberjacks. First lead they've had in a while. Lakeland into the front court, down in the corner. They kick it back out on top. Holcomb, high post. Holcomb gets it back. He's going to drive in, split two defenders, feed a cutter shot, blocked by Hamlin. The rebound missed by Kister. And back the other way, Bryce Taylor is going to push. Kick it to Rutkowski. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Widmark, top of the key, down to Taylor in the corner for three. Hits it. Bryce Taylor hits a three. His second, his third of the night. Three threes for Taylor tonight. Two threes here in the period. Lumberjacks all of a sudden up by five. Lakeland has it. Holcomb goes baseline, splits two defenders. Hamlin blocked that. But the rebound put back up and in by Holcomb. He stayed with it, got his own board, and put it up and in. 36-33, East by three. Didn't get it, Taylor. High post, Widmark kicks it, left wing. Rutkowski's going to launch. Another three ball for Jamie Rutkowski. He's got three threes, and all of a sudden, the Lone Ranger's bombs are falling here for the Lumberjacks. They lead by six. Rich Portillo wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, 4:04 to play here in the third. Lumberjacks by six, 39-33. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, at FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Lakeland High School. The Lumberjacks shooting 7 of 16 from three-point range now after knocking down three triples here in the third quarter. And they lead it by 6, 39-33. Lakeland has the basketball out of the timeout. Holcomb will take the inbound pass and bring it ahead. It's Taylor, Dimka, Widmark, Hamlin, and Rutkowski. Same five out there on the floor. Bullet pass in the paint. They try to feed it to a cutter that's knocked away. Lakeland gets it back. Holcomb on the baseline. Blocking foul is going to be called on the Lumberjacks. I think they got Rutkowski, but let's see. It is going to be on Jaden Rutkowski. I believe that's his first, and it is his first foul. Lakeland will inbound it here. They loft it over the top. Shot put up. No, Hamlin's going to get a foul in the paint. That's going to be three on Dylan Hamlin. They tried the little alley-oop in the paint. And the foul is going to be called on Hamlin. Buckner will go to the line and shoot two here. They're probably going to have to get Hamlin out. Sean Wilson will get set to check in. Buckner's first foul shot is up and in. He's got 12 points on the night. Wilson will come in, and Hamlin will sit down with the three fouls. 39-34, second foul shot. That is off the rim, no good. Lakeland couldn't corral the rebound. It goes out of bounds. East will have it. Dennis Wildcat had rebound position, but just had it go off his hands out of bounds. So East will bring it ahead. Rutkowski into the front court to Bryce Taylor. Taylor to Wilson out on top. They swing it to Dimka. Down on the baseline to Widmark. Widmark wants to put it on the floor. Kicks it to Rutkowski. Baseline double, gets it back to Widmark. He shoots a three, but then a little bit short. Rebound. Wilson puts it in. No, got knocked to the floor, and no whistle. Wow. Back the other way. Lakeland runs the floor. They get a shot. Where did he go? Late whistle on a foul call. That was a late one. They get Taylor or Rutkowski? Let's see. They're going to get Bryce Taylor on the push. Second foul on Taylor, and back to the line goes Tom Bruckner. First one's on the way. Rims out. No good. So they are just three out of six from the free throw line so far tonight. Second one on the way. He got one of two. And it's 39-35 East. Lumberjacks bring it ahead into the front court. Taylor with it outside the arc to Wilson. Now to Rutkowski. Widmark. They lost it down low to Wilson. The pass was too slow, though, and Lakeland overplayed and knocked it out of bounds. East will keep it. Lumberjack basketball brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats, located on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Substitution Jack Melms comes into the game for Lakeland. He's a three-ball shooter. Got to keep an eye on him. Widmark will look to get it in. Now Dimka will key the inbound pass. They get it in to Taylor. He might have stepped on a Lakeland player's foot. Lucky he didn't roll his ankle right there. Taylor gets it to Widmark. Now in the corner to Dimka. Widmark back open for three. Left that one a little bit short. He got the long rebound. Came right back to him. Now it's Dimka to Taylor. Rutkowski outside to Wilson. They loft it down low to Taylor. That's a bad pass right there and a turnover. And Lakeland has it. Back the other way they come. Got to get the ball inside. You got to make hard, crisp passes. Lakeland with it. Free throw line. There's a drive. Shot put up and in by Bruckner. So he's built a lead, but now Lakeland has cut it to two. Back the other way. Taylor gets the ball knocked away. Nice steal by the T-Birds. Here they come back the other way. Down the lane. Runner put up. No, but a foul. And the T-Birds will go back to the line with a chance to tie. A couple of foul shots coming. Going to be on Sean Wilson. That's his second. East looks so good for about a two-minute stretch, and now all of a sudden they've given it all back here, and Lakeland has a chance to tie. Hasn't been a good stretch of about 45 seconds or so for the Lumberjacks. 2:18 to play in the third, and the first foul shot is up and in. Holcomb gets the free throw. He's got 8 points on the night. Dylan Hamlin's going to check back in for Wilson, so Hamlin will come back in with those three fouls. And Holcomb will try to tie the game, and he does. We're tied up 39-0. 2:17 to play, third quarter. Rutkowski into the front court for East. Gives it to Dimka. They swing it. Widmark left wing. Around the perimeter they go. Taylor's got it. Now Rutkowski catch and shoot three from way downtown. That's too long. Hamlin couldn't go over the back of the rebound. And you live by the three, you die by the three. They knocked down three in a row, and now they've missed three in a row. And Lakeland has a chance to regain the lead here. They have the basketball. Holcomb outside the arc. Now they give it to Dennis Wildcat. Melms left wing. High post. Back outside. Wildcat picks up his dribble. Now Holcomb, he's going to drive. Baseline cutoff. Hangs in the air. Shot put up. And a tough shot. And Brad Holcomb got it. Through a couple of defenders. 41-39. Lakeland by two. Widmark in the front court. For the Lumberjacks. Gives it to Dimka. Left wing Rutkowski. Dimka. They get it all the way over to Taylor on the other side. He wants to drive, and now a reach-in foul is going to be called on Wildcat, and that's going to be four on him. Four fouls on Dennis Wildcat. East will inbound it. J.P. Lacy is going to get in for East. Widmark will take a breather. And Joey Jerkovic will get back in, and Wildcat will sit out with the four fouls. A minute 15 to play, third quarter. Lakeland by two, 41-39. Rutkowski gets it into Dimka. Rutkowski gets it back. They're looking for Hamlin inside. Not there. Now they get it down low. Ball overplayed, stolen away by the T-Birds. And here they come right down the lane, laying off the glass up and in. That's just bad offense, bad defense. And Paul Dimka wants a timeout, and he gets it. Levi Herrick got the hoop on the steal. We'll keep it right here. 43-39, so all of a sudden East was down by seven. They came back, actually took a six-point lead, and now have fallen behind again by four with 56.5 seconds remaining in the third quarter. East basketball brought to you in part by DeBorne Orthodontics, also by the Bone and Joint Center. And just too many turnovers again, 11 turnovers so far for the Lumberjacks. And it's been hot and cold with the three. They were hot for a while. Hit three in a row to begin this third quarter and now have missed their last four three balls. Rutkowski into the front court out of the timeout. Taylor with it. He needs a hoop here. Taylor double teamed. Hamlin top of the key. Gives it to Rutkowski. Thought about the three. Now he runs into Lacy. Gives it over to Dimka. Out on top. Lacy swings it to Taylor. Taylor's going to drive in at the free throw line. Lacy baseline. Spin. Nice spin move. Hold the glass up and in. Good spin move right there by J.P. Lacy. He gets his first basket of the game, 43-41. He's down by two. 23 seconds to play here in the quarter. And Lakeland looks like they'll hold it for the last shot here, if they can. Holcomb with it. 13 seconds. Holcomb is going to try to operate. 8 seconds. Now Holcomb gets it back. He's going to drive in. Pull up two. Taylor rejected out of bounds on the baseline. But Lakeland will have it with 2.5 seconds remaining in the quarter. Let's see if they can get a decent shot away with that. They'll inbound it here. And they throw it away. It comes out to the free throw line. Turn around, shot put up, and no good. They didn't get what they wanted there. Herrick missed the shot. Quarter comes to an end. It's a two-point advantage for the T-Birds, 43-41. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. King Bank here at Lakeland Union High School as we go to the fourth quarter. Lumberjacks trailing by two, 43-41. East 15-32 from the field so far, 4 of 8 from the line. Lakeland is 17 out of 39, 6 of 9 from the free throw line. And the T-Birds have the basketball to begin the fourth quarter. East has Dimka, Lacy, Hamlin, Rutkowski, and Widmark on the floor. Lakeland looks inside, instead kicks it left wing. This is Holcomb now out on top. They swing it around. Melms has it. Jack Melms. They get it down low. Bruckner shoots off the glass up and in. Tom Bruckner has been a thorn in the side of the Lumberjacks here tonight. And he banks one in there. It's 45-41. T-Birds by four. Widmark between the circles to Dinta. They walk it over the top to Hamlin, but once again, the timing wasn't there. And Lakeland knocks it away. Dinta thought Hamlin was going to go to the hoop sooner than he did, and the pass went off his hand right to the Lakeland player. That's the 12th turnover. Now pass inside. We're going to get a whistle. What do we have, double dribble or what? What was the call? I'm not sure what the whistle is. They're going to give it to Lakeland out of bounds. Not sure what that whistle was all about, but Lakeland will inbound it. Brad Holcomb on the dribble. to Bruckner. Now it's Milms. Rutkowski's on him. Milms all the way on their center court. Gives it to Holcomb. He's playing man-to-man here this time. Holcomb yo-yos the dribble. They're content to run a little clock here. Now they give it to Wildcat back out there playing with those four fouls. He kicks it back outside. Good defense by the Lumberjacks, not giving them anything inside here. Lakeland now gets it down low to Wildcat. Kicks it back out. You run this much clock, but you also have a chance to turn it over, just like they did right there on a travel. Lakeland had it for a long time, but then turned it over. That's only the sixth turnover of the game for the T-Birds, according to my count. Bryce Taylor is going to come back into the game. Dimka is going to take a breather. At least we'll have it here, trailing by four. 6:27 to play in regulation. Rutkowski brings it ahead. Into the front court. Gets a screen from Hamlin. They try to pick and roll. It's not there. Rutkowski goes right there off the lane, off the glass, up and in. Rutkowski used the screen from Hamlin that time and got the hoop. 45-43. Lumberjacks trail by two. Brad Holcomb on the dribble. Right baseline. Now kicks it back outside. Out on top to Holcomb. Holcomb picked up his dribble. Now gives it to Milms. Down low. Rutker goes in off the back bracket. No good. Rebound is grabbed by J.P. Lacey. Rutker finally missed one. And here comes East back the other way with a chance to tie or take the lead. Widmark lost the handle on it. Now gets it back. Gives it back to Rutkowski. Taylor. Down low to Hamlin. He finally catches. Goes up and he gets fouled. They're going to say before the shot? Yeah, I guess so. So East will inbound it. And that's going to be five fouls on Dennis Wildcat. He fouls out. So Lakeland will have to put in a sub here. And it will be Ross Kester who will get in the game. East will inbound it here. Rutkowski looks to get it in. Out on top. Lacey open for three. Shoots it on. Hits it. J.P. Lacey. They left him open out on top. And he knocks down the three. 46-45, East by one. Lakeland into the front court. On the baseline in corner to Milms. Now back out on top to Bruckner. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Now Holcomb comes out to get the basketball. Holcomb wants to operate at the free throw line. Kicks it back to Milms. He backs it out. Picked up his dribble now. Needs some help. Now gets rid of it to Bruckner. Bruckner to Milms. And Bruckner gets it back. He's out on top. Bullet pass inside. Shoot, Taylor injects it. Back the other way. Come the Lumberjacks. Rutkowski beats Widmark off the glass with the right hand up and in. And the Lumberjacks lead it now 48-45. Good spurt here by East. And they've regained the advantage. 4:34 to play. Holcomb with it out on top. Now picked up his dribble. Gets rid of it to Kester. Nearly traveled. Gets it to Milms. Now it's Herrick. To Bruckner. Bruckner wants to operate. Down the lane. Hangs in the air. Shot rejected, but a foul. Who'd they get? There were three Lumberjacks there. Could be Lacey. Could be Hamlin. Could be Taylor. Who'd they get? It's going to be on J.P. Lacey. And that'll be his first. And Bruckner's at the line to shoot a pair here with 4:19 to play. 48-45. Lumberjacks with the lead. First foul shot for Bruckner, in and out, no good. So they've been having some problems from the free throw line tonight as well. They are now 6 out of 10. Second one on the way. That's off as well, and Widmark pulls down the rebound. Two big misses right there for Bruckner. Rutkowski, Lacey thought about the three left wing, didn't take it. Out on top to Widmark. Looked inside, not there. They kick it back out to Rutkowski. They'll reset. Taylor with it. Now backs out the dribble. Here comes the double team. He gets rid of it to Rutkowski. Rutkowski drives baseline, drives down the lane, hangs in the air too hard off the rim. Hamlin goes the rebound, yes, and a foul. Dylan Hamlin working the glass, got the rebound of the Rutkowski miss, put it back up and in, and drew the foul. And Dylan Hamlin with just his first basket of the game. They've denied him the ball inside pretty well here tonight. That's his first field goal attempt of the night. Believe it or not. And he hits the foul shot. 51-45, East by six. They've taken Hamlin out of this game offensively, but he got a big board right there and a putback, drew the foul, and got the three-point play. Right wing, this is Holcomb. Outside to Bruckner. Down to 3:36 to play. Now we get a whistle, and Lakeland wants a timeout. We'll take one as well. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Lakeland Union High School in Minocqua, where the Wausau East Lumberjacks leading the T-Birds now 51-45. Lakeland will have the basketball with 3:33 to play in regulation. It'll be J.P. Lacy, Jaden Rutkowski, Dylan Hamlin, Bryce Taylor, and Bryce Widmark on the floor for the Lumberjacks. Lakeland with the basketball, and they've put the freshman in the game here who played most of the JV game. His name is Tavian Rising Sun Dowd. And the ball knocked away from Holcomb, who's with the steal. Lacy back the other way, and he gets fouled and will go to the line. So the Lumberjacks get the steal, and Lacy will draw the foul and will shoot two here. And that foul is going to be called on Ross Kester. Two shots coming for J.P. Lacy, his first trip to the line tonight. He's got 5 points. This one's on the way. It's up and in. 52-45, Lumberjacks. I was saying they've got a freshman in the game now, Tavian Rising Sun Dowd. Second foul shot up and in by Lacy. He is a Native American freshman. He's got long hair. His hair is in a ponytail, and it hangs three-quarters of the way down his back. He's got the basketball right now. And he gets it back to Holcomb. High post now. He's open. He shoots. Back bracket, no good. Hamlin with the rebound. And it's Rutkowski who will come back the other way with it. Rutkowski into the front court. And he gets fouled. Jaden Rutkowski with a nice little stutter step dribble and goes down the lane and gets fouled, and he'll go to the line. Foul is going to be called again on Kester. That's his second. And Rutkowski at the line to shoot two here. His second trip to the line tonight, he was one of two back in the first half. And it rattles around and in. Lumberjacks knocking down some free throws here in the fourth quarter. Second one on the way. Back bracket, no good. As soon as they say that, of course, they miss one. And Lakeland with the rebound. 54-45, 9-point advantage for East. T-Birds with it. Dowd with it. Gives it back to Holcomb. Holcomb on the dribble. Right wing. Bruckner outside the arc. Thought about the three. Now passing it around the perimeter. Melms with it. Drives. Kicks it out. Holcomb's open for three. He shoots and hits. Ben Holcomb wide open and knock down the three. Can't leave him that open. 54-48. That gives Lakeland some life here. They were about dead in the water, but he needed that. 54-48. East with the basketball. Bryce Taylor outside the arc. Lacy with it. Now Rutkowski gets a screen from Lacy. Draws the double team. Gives it to Widmark. Taylor with it. Lumberjacks. Taylor drives. Lacy outside the arc. Now he drives in the lane. Hangs in the air. Puts it off the glass. No, but a foul. And J.P. Lacy is going to shoot two here. Nice power move to the basket by Lacy, and he earns a couple of foul shots with 2 minutes to play. That foul is going to go against Tavian Rising Sun Dow. That's his first. And Lacy hits the first foul shot. He's 3-for-3 from the line here in the fourth quarter. 55-48, 7-point advantage. Lacy's second foul shot rattles around and off. No good. Lakeland with the rebound. They quickly hurry it into the front court. Lacy's going to get a reach and foul. They had one to give there, just a 6-team foul. And now Lakeland will inbound at side court, a minute 55 to play. Next foul on the Lumberjacks will send Lakeland to the line. East is already in the bonus. T-Birds have it. They get it to Bruckner. He's going to back in on Taylor. Now kicks it out. Holcomb is going to launch a three. Rims out, no good. Taylor grabs the rebound, and he is fouled and will go to the line. Holcomb got an open look. Couldn't get it to go. And Taylor ripped away that rebound, and now he'll shoot a one-and-one here. We have a minute 43 to play. Lumberjack basketball is brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your property easy. Taylor's first foul shot is up and in. He's got 13 tonight. Second double-figure night in a row for Bryce Taylor. Second one on the way. Back bracket, no good. They continue to just get one of two here. And Lakeland with a rebound. Holcomb wanted to drive, lost it to Brucker. His shot blocked. Shot put up, no, but a foul. And Holcomb will go to the line and shoot a pair. So Holcomb working the offensive glass, gets the rebound and draws the foul with a minute 35 to play. Foul called on Lacey. That's his third. And Holcomb hits the first foul shot. He's got 15. Tanner Dimka checks back in for J.P. Lacey. So second foul shot. Rattles around and in for Holcomb. He got them both. John Aguirre checks in for Lakeland. He played a little bit in the first half, not much. And now another substitution, a late substitution for the T-Birds. It's Matt Schlichter. They're going to put in some guys to take some fouls here, I think. They get it into Rutkowski, and he is fouled, and that's going to be on Schlichter. That's the reason they were put in, to commit some fouls here, as they will send East to the line. Now, you make your free throws, and you should win the game. But you got to make them. And that's something that's been a struggle for the Lumberjacks this season. And Jaden Rutkowski will be at the line. He is 2 out of 4 from the line tonight. That'll shoot better than 50% from the free throw line. I think a lot of games this year, East has been under 50% from the line. First foul shot, back bracket, no good. Misses the front end of a 1-1. Lakeland with the rebound. Here we go again. The 6-point lead for the Lumberjacks, but Lakeland has the basketball. Minute 25 to play. Here's Hook. He drives in at the free throw line. Now they kick it out. Three ball by Milne. Back bracket, no good. The rebound grabbed by Holcomb. His shot, no good. And Taylor pulls away the rebound. He dribbles it out of trouble. Now we get a whistle and a foul in the backcourt on Lakeland. Holcomb got a nice offensive board, but couldn't get it to go on the putback. And now Bryce Taylor's at the line to shoot the double bonus. He's going to get two shots here. And the more free throws you miss, the more it becomes a mental thing. And he left it short. Now you're just talking to yourself. You can shoot in practice 100, 200 free throws. You get in a game, it's different. He gets the second. So it's a 7-point game with a minute 9 to play, 57-50. Now, I want to point the steal by Rutkowski. He goes coast to coast, lays it up and in. Jaden Rutkowski anticipated the pass, got the steal, laid it up and in. Big hoop right there, 59-50. Lakeland with it. No on a foul here. Here's a three ball by Brucker. That's going to be off the mark. The long rebound is grabbed by Hamlin, and he gets fouled. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball. It will be East basketball on the possession arrow. So East will have it. Now they Lakeland substitutes liberally again, so they have some guys in there that can commit some fouls. Logan Bailey's going to check into the game for Hamlin here on the offensive end. East gets some ball handlers on the floor. Rutkowski will take the inbounds pass. He gets immediately fouled by Matt Schlichter, and Jaden Rutkowski will head back to the line. 17 points for Rutkowski tonight. I'd have to look it up, but I think that might be a season high for him. First one's on the way. It's up and in. Hamlin will check back in now for defensive purposes and rebounding purposes. Zhang Cheng is going to check in the game for East with 46 seconds to play and a 10-point lead. Bryce Taylor is going to come out. And Adam Lennar comes in as well. So Coach Dimka must think he's got this one as he has gone deep on his bench. Second foul shot is no good, but Hamlin tips it in. Lakeland back the other way. 62-50, 12-point game. Reach in foul called on East. Don't want that here. But with 36.4 seconds to play, looks like the outcome is no longer in doubt. But Melms is going to go to the line and shoot a 1-1. Lewis Nass is going to check in for East. John Aguirre checks in for Lakeland. Hamlin's night is done. Didn't do a whole lot offensively. They took a lot of his offensive game away tonight, but he got five big points here in the fourth quarter. And also into the game, Joey Jerkovic gets back in for Lakeland. So Mills will shoot here. And the first one is up and in. It's a nice win for East, considering they were down by 7 points in the first half, came back, took a six-point advantage. Lakeland rallied and took the lead again. We're up by as many as five. Second foul shot for Mills, no good, and the rebound grabbed by Lenar, and he gets fouled over the back. He's going to go to the free throw line. And as we mentioned earlier, a game that will have some meaning in the seeding meeting and might, the Lumberjacks continue to play well down the stretch, might be able to get them a bye in that first round of the Division II tournament. Lenar's first foul shot up and in. Adam Morrell on the scoreboard tonight with a free throw, 63-51. Andrew McGill checks back in for Lakeland. Second foul shot coming for Lenar. And he got them both. 64-51. Lakeland into the front court with it. There's a long three ball put up, in and out, no good. Rebound kept alive. Lakeland has it. Schlichter drives, missed the shot, goes down hard. And the ball goes out of bounds. Lakeland will keep it. TV and Rising Sun Dow took the three, missed it. Schlichter got the rebound, missed his shot. And it goes out of bounds. Lakeland has it with 24.2 seconds remaining. Schlichter looks to get it in and does. They get it out on top to John Aguirre. Schlichter wants to drive baseline, kicks it back outside. Now gets it back. Schlichter goes baseline. Cut off by Nass. Gets his own rebound, puts it up and in. He worked out in the glass that time. Finally got it to go. His first points of the night. 64-53, East inbounds it to Cheng. They're just going to let the clock run out now and won't foul, and that's going to do it. And the Lumberjacks will get the victory here tonight, 64-53.